Scripture today in honor of Boy Scout Sunday and Super Bowl Sunday. I've got my Boy Scout necklace on. I've got my Super Bowl earrings on. They're avocados for guacamole. Our scripture today is from Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives of strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of God.
So let's pray together this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful to be before you this morning, to be in this place of worship. We ask, O God, that you enliven us to your word today. And I ask, O God, that the words that you've given me to speak today, that they will have the desired effect. They will do what you need them to do. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, every time that Kirk Johnson, writer for the New York Times, told his friends what he wanted to do with his summer, he got the same reaction. Every time he told them how he was going to spend his summer, his friends' eyebrows would like shoot up and they would go, go back in shock. And they'd say, why in the world would you want to do that? And, Kirk Johnson didn't have a really good, satisfactory answer for that. Because what he wanted to do was so radical, was so insane. What he had decided he wanted to do for the summer was run the Badwater Marathon. Now, the Badwater Marathon is no easy feat. It's no normal marathon. It begins down in Death Valley, 282 miles below sea level. It's the lowest and hottest spot in the Western Hemisphere. It ends 135 miles later at the trailhead to the highest peak in the lower 48 states, Mount Whitney, 8,000 miles above sea level, feet above sea level. No, feet, not miles. Now, he had never been athletic. He was 40 years old. He spent his days behind a desk. Why would he want to do this grueling feat? I mean, people who run this marathon, they've been known to run into thunderstorms and dust storms, 40-mile-an-hour winds, that they're running against, 121-degree temperatures. It is grueling. It's so grueling that the people who run it have to have a team, a support team with them, just to be sure that they don't die. Well, he wasn't sure why he wanted to do this. The only thing he knew was that he had had this idea, and it had become increasingly irresistible to him since his brother, his older brother, had committed suicide. And ever since that time, Johnson's life, that always seemed to hold together pretty well, seemed on the verge of coming apart. And his brother's suicide, and the feelings that it engendered in him were like the weak link. Now, a chain is one of the best ways to suspend a swing, to tow a car, to bind a box. But any chain is only as good as its weakest link. And any link that is corroded or rusted or begins to thin will someday break away, and the whole thing comes apart. When we think of our lives like a chain of links, relationships, commitments, dreams, expectations. When we think of our lives that way, well, then it becomes kind of important that we understand that we really need to maintain that chain, to pay attention to the links, especially the weak links in our lives. Well, all of that would have been pretty good advice for the people of Judah, the people who first heard these words that we heard today, these words from the prophet Isaiah. Because where they were in their lives was a place where all that they had depended on had fallen apart. It wasn't long before this that they had a beautiful kingdom. Their kingdom of Israel spanned miles. The city of Jerusalem was the place from which the great King David ruled over this sprawling kingdom. His son Solomon had built the most magnificent temple to God there. But in the years that had followed, all of that had fallen away. The people of this kingdom had turned against each other. They had broken into two kingdoms, one in the north and one in the south. They'd made alliances with outside powers that in the end made it so that the northern kingdom was annexed to another power, and the southern kingdom of Judah was defeated. That great city of Jerusalem, that beautiful city of Jerusalem, was sacked. Its walls were torn down. There were wild animals just roaming in the streets, and the people, they'd lost their families, they'd lost their vineyards, their homes, and they'd been carted off hundreds of miles away to Babylon to live as slaves. And none of this was supposed to happen. They believed that God had promised them that they would have that land. They would have that land to be theirs forever. They believed they'd been promised by God that he would protect them. And they had seen God act in miraculous ways to help them defeat their enemies in the past. But now all of that seemed gone. Everything that they felt as the chain in their lives, their nation, their homes, their lives had fallen apart. And those links were just laying around at their feet. And the great link that they believed had failed most miserably, had failed most spectacularly, was God himself. And you can't blame them for feeling that way, right? We do sometimes, don't we? I know I have. In those times when we're really desperate, when we've really been discouraged, when we've really been knocked out, aren't we tempted to raise a fist to God and point to God and say, see, God doesn't care about me. You see, God, if there is a God, he doesn't have any power. If God cared about me, if he loved me and he had power, why am I standing here amongst the chains of my life, the links that have fallen apart? Why am I holding two ends of a broken chain? Don't we feel that way? When we botch up that relationship, when we foul up that job, you know, when we're heading for that divorce, when we're estranged from our kids, when we've lost that loved one, why? Well, see, it was into that kind of despair that Isaiah spoke these words to those people sitting in slavery in Babylon. Isaiah talked to them. He said, yes, 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 you're right. God promised you that that land would be yours. God promised you that he would be with you. God promised that you would be his people and he would be your God. But Isaiah said, there were two sides to that promise. That promise was a two-way street. That promise wasn't just a promise, that was a covenant between us and God. There's a side that we were supposed to uphold, and we didn't uphold that side, people. Our part of the bargain was we were going to maintain the chain. We were going to be those people, remember Isaiah said. We were going to be those people who were going to care for each other. We were going to be those people to maintain the chain by making sure that those around us, the poor, the widow, the orphan, the weakest among us, that they would be our priority. We were going to maintain the chain by being those people who put God first and put our hope in God and believing that His strength would make everything else fall into place. We were going to maintain the chain, but we did not. Isaiah said, hey, God is never the weak link. God's never the weak link. The weak link is always, always in us. That's the truth. But here's the other side of the truth. The other side of the truth is the link that we have with God can never be broken. Our link to God can never be broken. And at any time, we can choose to fortify that link. To strengthen that link with God. To strengthen that link with God and from Him get that strength to maintain the chain, to fortify, to replace, to reforge all those other links in our lives. No matter how desperately we may think that they have thinned out and fallen to the ground, we can reforge them, we can replace them, we can fortify them when we fortify our link to God, a link that is everlasting and a link that does not break. Oh, yes. In this passage that Isaiah speaks to these desperate people, he reminds them and he reminds us that no matter how much we think things have fallen apart, God is creator. He is the creator of all things. He's the creator of our life itself, of our life spirit itself, even the spirit that makes us rise up enough to shake our fists at Him. He's the creator of that spirit, and He can create a new spirit in us at any time. God creates a new spirit in us. He's the creator. He's the commander. God is the commander. And those powers that were arrayed against the people of Israel, the people of Judah, and the powers that we sometimes feel are arrayed against us, no, they are like dust. They are like chaff to Him. He can blow them away. He's the creator. He's the commander. And He is the rescuer. And the feeling that we have sometimes that there's this wide gulf between our cares and our needs and God's power, there is no gulf. It does not exist. God is near. He is as near to us as the breath that we make, as the wind around us. He's as near to us as that wind that He promises will lift us up, renew our spirit when we put our hope in Him. When we put our hope in Him. Oh, yeah. He says, when you put your hope in Me, I will lift you up on wings like eagles. You know, there's a reason He doesn't say, I'm going to lift you up on wings like crows or hummingbirds or doves even, you know. Because they have to work. They have to fly. They have to move, man, to keep in the air. But not an eagle. You ever seen an eagle soaring above a canyon or a prairie? Oh, man, they just lift up their wings, those big, beautiful wings, and they go up on that current of air. And it's that current of God's strength that He says He will lift us up on and bring us up high where we can see our weaknesses. in his perspective. The wisdom that God gives. The grace that God can give us. And the endurance to last. He lifts us up on wings like eagles. Like eagles. When we put our hope in him. He gives us that strength. He gives us that wisdom. He gives us the grace. And as we fortify that link with him, he gives us the strength to replace, repair, and fortify all those other weak links in our lives and make them strong again. That's what old Kirk Johnson discovered. Yeah, he went ahead with his plan, his crazy, irrational plan to do the Badwater Marathon. But you know what he did? He got together a support team of his younger brother and younger sister from whom he'd been estranged. But they decided they would come and do this project in honor of their older brother who had passed away. So they got back together and, you know, they did this marathon and every single hardship that was advertised, he had to encounter. There was the winds, there was the storms, there was every single thing, the heat, everything about it. On the second night, he was hallucinating from exhaustion. His brother and his sister, they almost pulled the plug on this whole thing more than once because they feared for his life. But hey, just shy of the 60-hour deadline to complete this marathon. Here he comes to that trailhead at Mount Whitney. He had endured. And he had learned some things. He had fortified some links. One thing he and his sister and his brother, they realized that they had each other. They had each other. To face the hardships that were coming, even the hardships of dealing with their brother's suicide. And Johnson learned this, that where he might have thought he was doing this marathon in honor of his brother, what he was really doing was trying to come to terms with his uncertainty about his ability to endure the hardships of life. Confidence that was shaken by the death of his brother. But he learned. He fortified that link. He could do it. And he would endure no matter what life threw at him. God wants us to know when we fortify that link with him, we gain that strength, the endurance, the grace. To be the strength, to fortify all those other weak links in our lives. So I have a challenge for you. In a couple of weeks, on February 14th, we're going to start the season of Lent, that time of self-reflection and introspection leading up to Easter. My challenge to you, challenge to me, is in this time before Lent, think of that one thing, that weak link in your life. What is it? Is it your role as a husband or wife? You'd like to strengthen that. Is it your marriage? Is it your job? What is the weak link in your life that you want to strengthen? Find that thing. Write it down. Give it voice. Find a place to put it on your wall where you can see it and make that place your prayer place. In that place, for the next 40 days, commit 40 days to pray 40 minutes to strengthen and fortify that weak link in your life. Strengthening your link with God, and just watch what happens. I'm going to make a deal with you today. Even if you don't believe in God today, even if you think everything I've said up to this point is just nonsense, I want you to try this challenge. If you don't like praying, call it meditate. I don't care what you call it. I'm going to tell you a secret. Jesus, when he asked people to join him, he never said, hey, believe. Come on and believe. He said, come and see. Follow me. Do what I do. So I'm challenging you today. Just do it. Find the thing. Write it down. Spend 40 minutes starting on February 14th. 40 minutes a day. If you can't do that, start off with 14 or maybe 4, but get up to 40. See what happens. When we fortify our link with God in any way that we can, we gain the strength, the wisdom, the grace to fortify all those weak links in our lives. Okay? Amen. Let's pray together. Jesus, we are just grateful that you love us and that you are willing to be so intimately a part of our lives. We praise you today, O God, that your power exists and that, yes, you want it to be part of our lives. So, Lord, help us to lift up to you, God, in these next days. Open up our hearts and our minds to what you may show us to be our weak link. And let us, oh God, turn that thing over to you. Fortify. Fortify. Fortify our link to you. That we may strengthen all of those links in our lives. In your name, amen.